What's happened down there?
Well, my brother called us late this afternoon. We called him, got a hold of him, and he said that Travis is doing just fine. He said that as soon as Travis comes out, they will go underneath the progressive hypnosis test, and I guess that ESA test. And he said the only doctor, what's his name, Bill Spaulding. Said that the only discrepancy he could see in the thing was the time factor. He said normally they have it from anywhere from 30 minutes up to 60 minutes that they usually have the people. Travis is the first one, he said, that they run into that's been gone only 5 days.
Okay, now could you take us back to this morning when whoever it was that first got word that he was back, give us a rundown from that point.
Okay, what happened was that Grant Neff, which is my brother-in-law, married my sister, he got a telephone call.
Uh-huh.
And he answered it, and his voice told him, he says, well, Grant, he says, this is Travis. I'm back. And I need help. And he says, wait a minute, fella. He says, you got the wrong number. I'm sorry. And he says, don't hang up on me, Grant. He says, this is Travis. He says, I need help bad. So he figured out that it was the truth then, so he asked him where he was at, and he said he was in a telephone booth out by the Enco station in Heber. And he said, please help me real bad. And then, you know, Grant hung up and went to get my brother Dwayne, and Dwayne and him drove out there. Well, they found Travis curled up on the floor of the telephone booth. He was sleeping or passed out. I don't know quite for sure just exactly which one of the two he was at, but he was in terrible shape. They brought him home, and they weighed him. He lost 12 pounds. Said he hadn't eaten in 5 days. They asked him what happened. He said, well, he said, when I run for the flying saucer, he said, it felt like I run into a brick wall. He said, I had, when I come out of it, he said, I had violent headaches, wouldn't quit. And they asked him what he saw, and he said, well, he said, first of all, he said, I know I was in outer space because he said that all I could see was stars, and he said, looked like planets. And he said, I'm not sure, but he said it was black. He was as black as could be except for that. No light. He didn't see any sun. And they said, what else did he see? And he said, well, he said, he knew they took me out in one, it took him out in one ship. And he said, when they were getting ready to dock with the big ship, he said he saw four others, but none of them were all the same shape.
Uh-huh.
He said that when they got him in there, they laid him out on a table. And that we asked him what happened then, and he said, well, he couldn't talk about it. He'd have to talk to somebody that could understand. And he said, but I'll tell you one thing. He said, I was laying on a table, and he said, the people that I saw were such that they were a human form. He said, some, he said, they looked kind of gross to him. Evidently, they poked a tube in him instead of a needle in his arm, and he had a big puncture wound in his arm.
Uh-huh.
And it went right into where the vein was. Basically, that was it. They brought him back and dropped him off at Heber in the middle of the highway at the top of the hill above Heber, which is approximately about a mile and a half from the town itself.
I see. And then did they take him right to the hospital from there?
Yes, we took him from here. We didn't want anybody to get involved with it here. The police here is harassing us pretty bad, so we sneaked him out of here and got him down to Phoenix to see Spaulding.
Uh-huh.
Spaulding made the arrangements from there.
Well, is he in the hospital at Phoenix?
No, he's in Tucson.
Oh, Tucson.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. Okay, is that Tucson organization, are they doing anything about this?
It's at DSW, yeah. They're the ones that's going to run most of the tests. They got Dr. Lester Stewart to run the progressive hypnotist test on them and see what... but they said... on the news tonight, I haven't been down there yet, and we're waiting to get clearance to come on down, but tonight, William Spaulding said that it was either the greatest, it was the best hoax that's ever been pulled, or else it's the most fantastic UFO sighting.
Uh-huh.
He said, after the test, he'll be able to tell them. They put him on the spot, and he had to, ride the fence, more or less.
Yes.
But, he said after the test, they would know more about it.
Okay, now how about that, the lie detector test they gave the five or six witnesses? How did that turn out?
Turned out positive that they were telling the truth.
I'll be darned. Well, that's the kind of evidence we like.
Mm-hmm. Showed that they positively told the truth.
Okay, now what was your brother's name that picked
Dwayne.
Dwayne up, yes.
Yeah, he picked, Dwayne picked up Travis. Brother-in-law was Grant Neff.
And it was Dwayne that picked up Travis?
Yes.
Okay.
He said that when he reached in the booth to grab Travis, he said Travis started scooting away from him, trying to get away from him. And he said, I need help. And Dwayne talked to him, which is the closest one to him anyway, out of all the brothers.
Yes.
And he said that, it's me, Travis. He said, it's me. He said, you're all right. You got help. And he said he lifted him up, reached down, picked him up, and held him in his arms. So just like grabbing a baby, he just cuddled right up and started crying. He said everything, finally got him calmed down, said everything was all right.
Uh-huh.
And he said that his contact with it was the people were cruel.
I see.
Now, that's all we know. He wouldn't elaborate on anything more.
Okay.
We got him home and got a little bit inside of him, and then we sneaked him out here and got him down over the hill to Phoenix.
Is there any way that we could contact this Dwayne? Do you think he would object to our calling him?
Let me give you a telephone number if I can find it. David, there's some cards around here somewhere that's got the horseshoe shape.
Have you had much communication with the news media on this?
Yes, they've been in and out all the time.
Uh-huh.
They're trying to corner Mom. We're trying to keep Mom away from them. And because she's relieved, but she's still shook up.
Oh, I would imagine so.
And she was one of, in her mind, that he was definitely coming back. We all knew it, but she stuck by our guns all the way, and there they harassed her and everything else.
Oh, yes, I can understand that.
We've even got some kooks in here now that's coming in and out to see the freak show, as they call it. And they're coming down from Colorado and every place else.
Have you been contacted by Dr. Hynek from the Center for UFO Studies in Illinois?
We haven't run into him yet. He might have called one of the other guys, but he hasn't called me.
Uh-huh.
Do you have William Spalding's telephone number? Maybe he can give you Dwayne's. I don't have it right here. I can't find it. My wife has dumped out all my cards and everything else out of my pockets.
Yes, I have Spalding's number.
Davey, check that blue sweater and see if it's in the shirt in the pocket of the blue sweater.
I understand that quite a few sightings of UFOs are being made in that area now.
It's supposed to be the hot spot, according to the way Mr. Spalding said, that this is a hot spot in the nation right now. Whether that's true or not, but evidently the same night that Travis was picked up by this flying object, that somebody else turned in a report, just not but a few minutes difference between the men's turning him in and them.
Uh-huh.
But there's been some down around Child, Arizona.
I see.
They've had quite a few down there. The news media has been down there, so has the guy from Flagstaff. He's been there. But you can probably get a hold of Dwayne. He's checking out to see if he can find it.
All right, sir. Now, would it be possible to get another call from you tomorrow night and get us caught up on what's going on?
Yes, it sure will. It's on TV now. Dwayne gave a news release to the TV about it at 10 o'clock here on our time. That's been on 5 in our channel, which is 10 and 12 in channel 3. He can't find it, but you can find him, Dwayne Walton, Walton,
uh-huh,
in Phoenix. He's listed. He's got a horseshoeing outfit there. And he's listed, let's see, is it Phoenix or is it Glendale? It's out. It's on 60 or 70 some odd street or avenue in Phoenix. They can give you the.
That's Dwayne Walton.
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir. Well, thank you very much, and I'll be in my office anytime after 6 o'clock tomorrow night.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Bye.